Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery. Victoria has recorded 2,179 new cases of COVID-19 and 6 deaths. It comes as a statewide vaccine mandate begins for the state's authorised workers. Victoria has also become the first Australian jurisdiction to ban unvaccinated MPs from entering state parliament. New South Wales will no longer ask domestic and international travellers to quarantine when they return to Australia. New South Wales is the first state in the country to open up to travellers from overseas and scrap quarantine rules from the 1st of November. Premier Dominic Perrottet says travellers from around the world will need to be fully vaccinated and test negative for COVID-19 on departure and arrival.
A hotel quarantine, home quarantine is a thing of the past. We are opening Sydney and New South Wales to the world, and that date will come in on 1 November, and we'll continue to work closely with the Commonwealth Government to make sure protections are in place.
And New South Wales has recorded 400 new cases of coronavirus and 4 more deaths today. The World Health Organization is estimating just 1 in 7 COVID-19 infections in Africa are being detected. Since the start of the pandemic, Africa has recorded 8 million COVID infections, but the true number could be as many as 59 million. The WHO has announced a plan to increase testing in 8 African countries, with a goal to test 7 million people in the next year. Regional Director Machadiso Moeti says an increase in testing will help the continent get ahead of the coronavirus pandemic.
Most tests are carried out on people with symptoms, but much of the transmission is driven by asymptomatic people.
At least 6 people have been killed and dozens more injured in Beirut as gunfire broke out at a protest against the judge investigating last year's deadly blast at the city's port. Supporters of the Shiite Hezbollah movement and its allies gathered at the Justice Palace to protest over the neutrality of a judicial probe into the explosion at the port, which killed at least 200 people. The army was sent to restore order. In a televised statement, the Lebanese president, Michel Aoun, called the scenes painful and unacceptable. A tornado has caused damage in the city of Armidale in regional New South Wales. The tornado flipped cars, ripped off roofs, and caused power lines and trees to fall, leaving hundreds without electricity. There was also wild weather across most of the state, with severe thunderstorms in Sydney that reportedly saw hailstones bigger than 5 centimetres. The State Emergency Services Mitchell Parker says there were more than 100 calls for help in Armidale after the tornado hit about 10 o'clock on Thursday night.
Half of the town is currently without power, and we've received 122 requests for assistance, with the locality of the North Hill being particularly severely struck. We have 122 outstanding jobs, and we're working as quickly as we can to get to those jobs. But it is going to take us some time, and I'm asking for your patience.
Prince William says the world's brilliant minds should focus on saving the planet, not on space travel. The prince appeared to be criticising billionaires Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk and Richard Branson, who have all invested huge sums of money in space tourism. Prince William made the comment during an interview with the BBC in Kensington Palace on Wednesday.
We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live.
Kenyan police have arrested the husband of Olympic runner Agnes Tirop, who was found dead at her home this week. Police say they arrested the long-distance runner's husband in the coastal city of Mombasa, hours after pleading with him to surrender. The 25-year-old runner represented Kenya in the 5,000 metres at the Tokyo Olympics and finished fourth in the final. Police say she was stabbed in the neck with a knife. I'm Claire Slattery. This is SBS News in Easy English.